Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled The Science of Stage Fright and How to Overcome It. So in this video, it's discussing why people get stage fright, what goes on in our brains, kind of the science behind it. And then they also give some tips on how to overcome it or how to get over stage fright and be able to perform well. I think a lot of people deal with stage fright. I know I do sometimes. Although I used to dance on stage often, I would always get really nervous and be a bit frightened to be on stage. So for me, it was pretty interesting to hear about why this happens and what's going on in our brains when we get scared or when we get stage fright. All right, let's look at the sentences. Since stage fright is natural and inevitable, focus on what you can control. Practice a lot, starting long before in an environment similar to the real performance. Practicing any task increases your familiarity and reduces anxiety, so when it's time to speak in public, you're confident in yourself and the task at hand. So in these sentences, they're talking about stage fright. They're saying that it's natural, but you can try to control it by practicing a lot and getting ready for that performance. Okay, let's read these sentences one more time, a little bit slower. Since stage fright is natural and inevitable, focus on what you can control. Practice a lot, starting long before in an environment similar to the real performance. Practicing any task increases your familiarity and reduces anxiety. So when it's time to speak in public, you're confident in yourself and the task at hand. Okay, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first word is inevitable. Inevitable is an adjective. And if something is inevitable, it can't be prevented. It's going to happen no matter what. You can't do anything about it. So for example, you could say, it's inevitable that you'll make mistakes at a new job. So at a new job, you don't exactly know what you're doing yet. So you are probably going to make mistakes. You can't really help it. You're just going to make some mistakes. Okay, the next word is avoidable. Avoidable is also an adjective, and it means the opposite of inevitable. So if something is avoidable, it can be avoided. For example, you could say, this mistake was avoidable. That would mean that this mistake could have been avoided. Okay, our next word is unavoidable. Unavoidable is the negative form of avoidable. So it pretty much means the same thing as inevitable. It's just another way to say inevitable. For example, you could say, the delay was unavoidable. So the delay could not have been avoided. It was inevitable. It was unavoidable. Okay, our next word is familiarity. Familiarity is a noun, and it is the knowledge of something or it's having heard of something. So for example, a job posting might say, familiarity with the fashion industry is a plus. So being knowledgeable about the fashion industry or having some idea about this industry would be good for this job. So familiarity with this industry is a plus. All right, our next word is related to familiarity and it is familiar. Familiar is an adjective. And if something is familiar to you, you know about that thing or you recognize it, maybe you've seen it or you've heard of it before. So you could say something like a familiar face. And if we say a familiar face, we mean someone that is familiar, someone that we've seen before, their face is familiar to us or we've seen their face before. We might say something like, it was nice to see a familiar face in the crowd. And that would mean we felt like we knew a person in the crowd. It was kind of a friendly feeling. We felt comforted that we knew someone in the crowd. You could also say something like a familiar smell. So that would be a smell that you have smelled before. Or you could ask something like, are you familiar with this artist? And that would mean, have you heard of this artist before? Do you know who they are? Okay, our next word is familial. Familial is related to familiar. It has the same kind of sound to it, but it means having to do with family. So we could say something like, he has familial ties to the town. And that would mean he has family in the town, or maybe one of his relatives used to live in the town, so now he has a connection to it. He has familial ties to it. Our next word is anxiety. Anxiety is a noun, and it is a feeling of worry or nervousness about something. Anxiety can also be a disorder, a mental disorder, kind of like depression. If you say, I have depression, it means you have this disorder. If you say, I have anxiety, it means that you have this mental disorder. Maybe you go to a therapist and you talk about this with them, or maybe you even go on medication. You take some medicine to help you with your anxiety. And in that case, it would be a disorder. But sometimes we just use this word generally to say a feeling of worry or nervousness. So for example, you could say, performing in front of people gives me anxiety. So performing in front of people makes me extremely nervous. All right, our next word is related to anxiety, and it is anxious. Anxious is the adjective form of this word. So if you're anxious, you feel very worried about something. So you could say something like, when Eddie comes home too late, it makes his mom anxious. So she gets very worried, very worked up about that. All right, our next word is nervous. Nervous is very similar to anxious. And if you're nervous, you feel worried, or you feel unsure about something, you don't feel calm. Maybe you're thinking a lot. So you could say something like, I always feel nervous before tests. All right, our next word is also similar to anxious and nervous, and it is worried. So if you are worried, you are concerned that something will happen or that something is wrong. So you might say something like, I'm worried that it might rain tomorrow. You can also be worried about a person. You can say, I'm worried about Mark. So that would mean that I'm concerned about Mark's well-being. I think maybe there might be something wrong with him. Our next vocab is at hand. So if something is at hand, it is currently receiving attention or it needs attention. So you could say something like, let's deal with the problem at hand. So let's deal with the problem that is most urgent right now, or that we need to deal with right now, or that is happening right now. All right, the next vocab is on hand. On hand means readily available or convenient. So this is different from at hand. You could say something like, I have Band-Aids on hand at all times. So that would mean that I have Band-Aids with me or near me at all times. I have them somewhere convenient so that I can always have them if I need them. Our last word is by hand. So we have at hand, on hand, and now by hand. So if something is done by hand, it's done by a person rather than a machine. For example, you could say, I sewed this pillow by hand. So that would mean I sewed this pillow by myself. I used my hands to make it. It wasn't made by a machine. All right, that's all we have for today. So let's read our sentences one more time. Since stage fright is natural and inevitable, focus on what you can control. Practice a lot, starting long before in an environment similar to the real performance. Practicing any task increases your familiarity and reduces anxiety. So when it's time to speak in public, you're confident in yourself and the task at hand. All right, that's all we have for today. The question of the day is, do you get stage fright? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.